With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump hosted Ukrainian President Zelensky on Friday at the White House, part of a renewed push to end Russia's more than three-year war in Ukraine.
The president had shown openness to selling Ukraine long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles, but with Zelensky in the room, he was reluctant.
We'd much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
Vladimir Putin says the addition of Tomahawks would further strain the U.S.-Russian relationship. Zelensky says Russia is weak.
They have a lot of losses and in economy and people, and I think this is very important.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Plans are squashed for Bibles in Oklahoma public schools.
Oklahoma's new public school superintendent is rescinding a mandate from his predecessor that forced schools to incorporate the Bible into lesson plans for students. Superintendent Lindell Field said in a statement that he has no plans to distribute Bibles or a biblical character education curriculum in classrooms. Last year's directive from the former superintendent drew immediate condemnation from civil rights groups. It also prompted a lawsuit from a group of parents, teachers, and religious leaders.
Correspondent Walter Ratliff reporting. Five remaining universities have been weighing an offer from President Trump to sign a compact for higher education. None have signed on as the deadline approaches. And on Friday, the University of Virginia declined the offer. The White House has faced several rejections after inviting nine universities to become initial signers of the compact. The document requests universities adopt commitments aligned with Trump's political priorities, including eliminating race and sex from admissions decisions. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 238 points, the NASDAQ rose 117. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the scriptures.
About 25% of adults say the Bible is just another book of instruction, and nearly 20% think it was written to control and manipulate people. Those are some of the conclusions of a new poll from the American Bible Society, which also reveals that 36% of respondents believe that the scriptures are totally accurate versus 39% who say no. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "A half century ago, Americans generally trusted the Bible. Attitudes are more complex these days." Michael Harrington reporting.
Costa Rica's President Rodrigo Chavez has further restricted access to abortion, limiting it to situations where the mother's life is in danger. The country's previous regulations also allowed abortion if a pregnancy posed a threat to the mother's health. No legislative approval was required for the action. Chavez makes good on a promise he'd given religious conservatives. This is SRN News. Meta's giving parents more of a say in their kids' interactions with AI chatbots.
Meta is adding parental controls to kids' interactions with artificial intelligence chatbots, including the ability to turn off one-on-one chats with AI characters altogether. However, parents will not be able to turn off Meta's AI assistant. Meta says the AI assistant will remain available to offer helpful information and educational opportunities with default age-appropriate protections in place. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump has commuted the sentence of former Congressman George Santos, who is serving more than 7 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. Santos was sentenced in April after admitting to deceiving donors and stealing identities. More details at SRNnews.com.